USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The heat is on for the Midwest and Northeast this weekend. The rising temperatures are putting city in emergency footing and ramping up pressure on the power grid. Around 150 million people are in for extreme heat today from California to New York. Attorneys in a high-profile murder case are asking a judge to dismiss an indictment.
Lawyers for the suspect accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students are trying to get their client's indictment dismissed. In a court filing this week, Brian Koberger's attorney made the request on the grounds that the grand jury was misled as to the standard of proof required for an indictment. His team also said that they plan to introduce evidence showing he had an alibi on the night of the killings.
Lance Pry with that story. According to a new study by the University of Chicago, public support for political violence has grown significantly among Democratic voters. Support for the use of force to coerce members of Congress has doubled in 2023 from 9% in January to 17% in June. The study also found Democrats were more likely to have voiced radical, expressly violent support for political violence meant to restore abortion rights. Another recall this week from Trader Joe's.
Nearly 11,000 cases of Trader Joe's store brand soups has been recalled because they contain bugs. The 20-ounce soup containers were sold at stores in California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Washington. I'm Corey Myers.
The Mega Millions jackpot for tonight's drawing is set for an estimated $920 million. That drawing takes place tonight just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Good luck if you're a lottery player. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims Israel's enemies are using the outrage over his party's judicial reforms to their advantage. But the Israeli Prime Minister tells Fox News' Trey Yangst his nation will be ready to answer any outside threats if necessary.
No one should make a mistake about our willingness to do that and the fact that we'll be a united country if we need to do that.
And regarding those court reforms, Netanyahu says he's working to make changes to make it more acceptable to the opposition.
In the case of the opposition, the guys who are really roiling it up, it's really a small, very small group, but they've been able to mobilize 100,000 people, 200,000 people with very effective public PR campaign.
Israel has faced mass protests and street demonstrations from opponents who say the law is designed to end checks and balances. The White House says they will not give Hunter Biden a pardon after his plea deal on tax and gun charges collapsed Wednesday. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says even the justice system is now seeking to bring accountability to the Biden family.
Everything that Joe Biden has said about Hunter Biden and these business deals, it has turned out to be an absolute lie.
NASCAR drivers are making their way to Richmond, Virginia for the Cookout 400 on Thursday. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.